This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi said on Saturday he had been disqualified from Parliament because he has been asking Prime Minister Narendra Modi tough questions about his relationship with Gautam Adani, founder of the Adani conglomerate. Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party responded, saying Gandhi had been punished under the law for a defamatory comment he made in 2019, and it had nothing to do with the Adani issue. About 24 deaths are being reported in the U.S. state of Mississippi, with fears that number will grow after a fierce tornado blasted the region. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The National Weather Service says the tornado was moving at about 70 miles an hour when it barreled through towns northeast of Jackson, Mississippi. In Sharkey County, there are reports of gas leaks and people trapped in piles of rubble. The mayor of Rolling Fork, Eldridge Walker, told an interviewer, "My city is gone." He had been trapped inside his damaged home because of downed power lines. Mississippi's governor says emergency crews are being sent from around the state after the storm's destruction through Sharkey County. It raced toward Alabama. There were reports there, too, of damage with trees and power lines down in Marion County and winds gusting near 60 miles an hour. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. senators from both parties are urging the Biden administration to share information that could assist the International Criminal Court as it pursues war crimes charges against Russian President Vladimir Putin. And violent demonstrations against pension reform in France prompt the postponement of King Charles III's trip to that country. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Berlin residents vote on a proposal Sunday that would force the German capital to drastically ramp up its climate goals. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The referendum calls for Berlin to become climate neutral by 2030, meaning that within less than 8 years, the city would not be allowed to contribute further to global warming. An existing law sets a deadline for achieving that goal at 2045, which is also Germany's national target. The center-right's Christian Democratic Union, which won a recent rerun election in the capital, opposes the ambitious target but would be bound to implement it if the referendum passes. The grassroots group that initiated the vote had received considerable financial support from U.S.-based philanthropists who say it would become a model for the rest of the world. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he had been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A new threat has been sent to the Manhattan District Attorney investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Hours earlier, Trump had posted on his Truth Social platform that any criminal charge against him could lead to, quote, potential death and destruction. Trump also posted a photo of himself holding a baseball bat next to a picture of Bragg. The discovery was in the same court building where a grand jury on the Trump case is expected to resume work on Monday. Additional police officers are on patrol, metal barricades have been installed along the sidewalks, and bomb-sniffing dogs have been making regular sweeps of the buildings, which have also faced unfounded bomb threats in recent days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Montenegro prosecutors charge fugitive cryptocurrency entrepreneur Jo Kwon with forgery as South Korean officials vow to press for his extradition. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.